So welcome back to this session of Guidestone University. Last session, we looked at non-negotiables, the first component in creating vision. And in this session, we're going to look at purpose. Purpose is what you are all about. It's your organization's reason for existing. Your purpose is how you and how your work is going to impact the marketplace. And so it allows you to create products and create services to execute the vision. Your purpose should elicit emotion in your team and in your market. It should be compelling. It should be exciting. Our purpose at Guidestone is this. I'm going to read it to you. We exist to lead purposeful and lasting life change within every leader that we coach and counsel, to help them to simplify their life and work so they can live with purpose, lead with passion, and leave a legacy. That's our purpose. Your purpose reflects your idealistic motivation for doing the work of your organization. It captures the soul, it captures your soul, and it captures the soul of your team. It reveals who you exist to serve and why. Here's the interesting thing about purpose. You can never fully accomplish purpose. It is forever pursued but never achieved. But you can fulfill it every single day despite challenging situations. So here's what we need to look at as we create purpose, the purpose for our vision. Some people call it purpose statement. Some people call it your mission. Other people call it a vision statement. We call it purpose because we want it to embody. We want the word, the semantics matter. We want the word to embody what it is that we are creating, what it is that we're drafting. So here's a few questions that as you develop purpose, these questions will help you to get clarity around who you exist to serve and why. So we're going to ask the following questions to determine our purpose or to help us to draft our purpose. So number one, ask five whys. You've probably seen exercises similar to this in strategic planning and in other administrative and executive processes in your work. You want to start with a descriptive statement, something like, we deliver X services, and then we begin asking, why is it important that we deliver those services? And you come up with an answer and you say, well, why is that important? And then you come up with an answer to that question, and then you ask again, why is that important? Or why is it important that we continue to do that? Or why are we interested in serving that segment of the market? Or why are we interested in serving the segment of the market that way? After a few whys, you find that you're getting down to the fundamental purpose of your work or the fundamental purpose of the organization. So number one, ask five whys. Number two, suppose your company went out of business. Its products or services are discontinued. Its operations are shut down. It utterly and completely ceases to exist. What would be lost? If your organization went out of business, it shut its doors never to open again, what would be lost? And why is it important that your organization continues to exist? In fact, you can have your company or your organization on one side of town and another company, another organization on the other side of town and have no competition with each other if your purposes are clearly articulated and your vision is clearly articulated. It's why I worked at one point in a city in South Carolina, a small city of less than 20,000 people, where there were four significant universities. So what would be lost if your organization no longer existed? Why is it important that it continues to exist? The number three, if you woke up tomorrow with enough money to retire, why would you continue to work with this organization? If you woke up tomorrow, maybe some of you are nearing retirement, you're already asking these types of questions. If you woke up tomorrow with enough money to retire, why would you continue to work with this organization? And then as you ask those questions, begin drafting your purpose and wordsmith it together. Now, I want to give you a few examples of purpose. And the thing to remember as I read these to you, and we'll put them on the screen here for you, is to remember that these are not perfect examples of purpose, and they're definitely not perfect examples of purpose for you. you need to go through the work. And in fact, the success of your organization, the success of you fulfilling or living out vision is directly related to the work that you put into creating purpose and creating vision. Let me read a few to you. Some of these are really good. 3M. Let's see if you heard of 3M. That is related to adhesive products, but they do a whole lot more than that. 3M core purpose, to solve unsolved problems innovatively. Hewlett-Packard, to make technical contributions for the advancement and welfare of humanity. Mary Kay Cosmetics, to give unlimited opportunity to women. Nike, to experience the emotion of competition, winning, and crushing competitors. I mean, and Nike's for sure, and even in some of those others, they are huge, compelling statements. That they become this giant magnet that pulls us toward accomplishing that vision, fulfilling that vision every single day. So here's our action step for this session. You're going to draft your purpose in a full sentence, a compelling sentence. You're going to draft your purpose in a full sentence format. Okay. Now, if you need to go back and watch this session again, listen to this session again, do that while you work through this. You may want to do it two or three times to get clear in your mind what you're going to focus on in the session and as you write out your purpose. So our action step is write out the purpose in a full sentence format, a compelling, exciting vision for you. And we'll see you in the next session.